You know how the saying goes, after you've just got out of a relationship, you gotta jump right back on that horse. Mm-hmm. Or you gotta let the horse jump back on you. Oh. However it works, that is what Mark tried to do on his date. He tried to let the horse jump back on him. Right, Mark?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. None of
it
us
means
do.
That you wanted to get back in the dating scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark said that he wants to call this girl named Allison today. Apparently, Mark met her and they went out on a date. Recently got out of a long relationship. That's what your email said, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about Allison, the girl that you want us to call today.
She works in my building, not in my office, but in my building, and my friends were trying to get me back in the game, and they hooked me up with her. And
so you just work in the big business park. How'd you approach her?
A bunch of people from the building went to lunch together, and she was in that group and sort of hit it off there.
Was it like a setup where your friends are like, okay, we're all going to go to lunch, we're going to invite her?
No, it wasn't set up for me to meet her. She was just there, and I made the move.
All right.
Okay.
And I made my move.
Yeah, nicely done.
So tell us a little bit about your date. What'd you guys do?
We actually went ice skating.
Oh, that's so cute. I always want to do that for a date, and my husband will never take me.
Well, maybe, Mark, you know, if this doesn't work out for you, Mark, you can get a date with Brooke, I guess.
Yeah.
So you went ice skating, huh? How'd that go?
It was awesome. I only fell twice, and we hit it off, and like we talked about how we both wanted to leave our jobs in the same building.
All right, so you both bonded over the hatred of your job. How did your date end then?
After ice skating, we got some hot chocolate.
Oh my God, you're adorable.
That was nice. And then I walked her to her car, and we kissed, and it was really nice.
But you did
like
kiss.
A really nice date. Really good way to get back in it.
You actually kissed, and since then she hasn't called you?
Well, we had plans to go out again on a Saturday the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday rolls around, and she says, can we push it to the next day? Mm. I said, okay. And then after that, the next day comes, and she's like, oh, can we push it to next week? And I'm like,
That sucks. So it doesn't feel like she actually is just rescheduling.
Mark, at the beginning of the call, you said you were trying to get back in the saddle. So how long have you been out of it? Like, was your last breakup fairly recent?
It's been a couple months.
Long enough to be over it and be ready to move on.
Yeah.
You weren't talking about your ex the whole time or anything, right?
I specifically avoided that topic.
That's good.
Good.
A lot of people wouldn't do that. They would have taken her ice skating and be like, oh, man, Jessica used to like ice skating a lot. I miss ice skating with her, you know.
No. I've listened to your second dates a lot, so I know that's the wrong move.
I like the second dates are actually helping people
learn
how to date. So if everything went right, ice skating was cool, you kissed at the end of the date, why do you think she's blowing you off now?
I've been racking my brains, and I have no idea because it went really well.
Have you run into her in the building?
No, she works in a separate part of the building, so I never really saw her in the first place.
All right. Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date, okay?
Well, I have one more thing, though.
Okay.
It's the texts are really polite, and they're pushing this date that is theoretically going to happen. So it's not like she's, like, blowing me off. She just politely keeps moving.
So that's why it's so confusing, because it's not just, hey, I can't do it today.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call her. Get your second date right after this, all right?
Okay, but there's one more thing I have to tell you.
What is it, Mark?
I really appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome. Is there, before I throw it to the song, is there anything else that you want to say before we go?
No, we're good.
All right. I'm going to play a song, come back, and get your second date. Hang on the phone, all right?
Huh?